Blog Talk Radio.
I just want to take the time to apologize about the change in agenda at the last minute. I was stuck in a meeting and it was beyond my control. Fortunately enough, our special guest of the night, Mr. Juice McCain, and his publicist, Dominique, was nice enough to alter the schedule to accommodate all of you amazing supporters and listeners out there tonight. So, shouts out to Dominique and much love to Juice, which he'll be on shortly so we can get in tune with him. So just a little bit about Juice. I mean, he has proven so far to be unstoppable. And, you know, with encouragement from his famous mentor, he's been captivating records and lyrics that touch the soul of any listener. So I've done a lot of research on Juice, and can I just say that, you know, I'm really digging his style. So for all those who aren't currently in tune with Juice, you will be shortly, but in addition to that, make sure you follow him on Twitter at IamJuice, and also go to his website and stay connected. And the website is IamJuice.com, just as simple as that. So, you know, there's some tracks there, there's some blogs there, and of course you can find more about him. But follow him on Twitter, support, support, support. So, you know, he's just doing a thing, and I'm just really excited to have the opportunity to talk to him tonight and gain more insight on everything that he got going on, because he does have a lot going on, which we'll be talking about in a second. But just to give you guys a little piece of what we're going to be, you know, hearing from Juice, let's tune in to his track that, in all honesty, I know you guys hear this from me a lot, but I have been playing this track beyond belief, and that's real. So anyone who sends me music that I can resonate with before I interview them, I just, like, you know, get in tune with it, especially if it's something that I can vibe with. So I know once I play this track, you guys are going to be like, OMG. And that's what I expect you guys to do. And that's what I want you guys to do, because of the simple fact that this track is like, the beat is hard, the words are fire, and, you know, it's something that you guys are going to want to download and play as much as Miss P. So this one is called Autumn Putney, and let's tune in and see how you guys feel about it. If you guys want to talk to the Juice, then call in at 818-495-6975 live, or use our interactive chat room where you can voice your opinion in there and I'll read them live online. If you don't want your name mentioned, then definitely put that at the end of your sentence or your comment or your question and let me know, because on last night's show, you know, I was told, hey, why did you say my name? But I didn't think that was an issue. But just to, you know, respect our listeners and things of that nature, let me know ahead of time whether or not it's okay to read your name. Other than that, press 1, and you'll be in tune with Miss P and Juice. So until you call in, let's dig into the song.
Oh,
every bottle in the club or that rosé. Put that on my mama them. Watch blacks out like Obama them. White and black bands, I got all of them. I switch countries on you niggas, not residential. You see the big fake bitches, way presidential. Bitches love it though, really out in public, ho. That's the motherfucking reason that I bought it, so. Don't watch cocaine, nice egg, slim frame. Pretty women everywhere, seeing how I switch lanes. The whole city stands out, I'm a fucking star. With the Rolly Breitling and my Audemars.
Audemars, okay, that's what them hoes say. Audemars, okay, that's what them hoes say.
The Juice, Audemars Piguet. I mean, for those that don't know, because I'm going to keep it real, guys, I didn't know what that all meant, okay? So basically, I Googled it, and to my surprise, it was a watch, okay? A watch that costs 6 cars, 12 houses, your salary for like 15 years, and doctor's bills. All piled up, like, you guys know how that all could be doctor bills. So imagine all that comprised together with those 10 houses, 6 cars, you know, all those things, a small plane, you know, an island, you know, if you had a basketball full of, you know, like a troop of kids, in other words, you know, it's crazy, it's crazy. So I was just like, how come I didn't get that? He was saying nothing about, you know, the ice on his wrist and all that. How come I didn't get that? So that just goes to show that Ms. P does not own one of those, okay? Because I did not know what that was until I received his press kit, okay? So shout out to Juice for that hot, hot beat. You know, like I said, hot, 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 and I know you guys think it is too. And for all those who want to get in tune with more of his music, again, follow him at IamJuice. Or, you know, log on to his website, which is IamJuice.com, and get in tune. Follow him and stay updated with the latest and the greatest on Juice, because he is doing his thing. So in the meantime, we're waiting for Juice to give us a call in. And I'm not going to give you too much about him because I want you guys to hear it from him. So I'm going to play another track. And this one is going to be Home by David Tolliver. And for all those who are not in tune with David Tolliver, he's actually one of the members from Men at Large. And he will be on the 27th at 5 p.m. So mark that down and keep, you know, in tune with that because that's going to be an awesome interview as well. So get into the song. Let me know what you guys think about it. You can use the interactive chat room to voice your opinion or leave your comments again. Or you can call in at 818-495-6975 to ask Juice your questions. He and I will be waiting for you. In the meantime, tune in to David Tolliver, Home.
Talking about this special, you. Your face is so cute.
Yeah, so that was Dave Tolliver with Home. Love it, love it, love it. I hope you guys enjoyed it as much as I did. And, you know, the first track that I played was Juice. So, like I said again, support, support, support. Follow him at I Am Juice on Twitter. And tune into his website at IamJuice.com. Just as simple as that. And I like the fact that he made everything so simple. You know, just like I Am Juice, period. Okay, and you'll find them. So without further ado, let's get Juice on the line. How you doing, Juice?
I'm good, love. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for tuning in with us tonight and allowing us to gain insight on you.
Of course, of course, of course.
Awesome. So tell us about Juice, such as, like, where you're originally from.
You know what I'm saying? I was born in, you know, in Philly, you know what I'm saying? But I was raised out there in Arizona, you know what I mean? So I kind of got that, you know, best of the both worlds syndrome going on, you know what I mean? I, you know, got that East Coast swag, but also, you know what I'm saying, I got that West Coast shit popping too. So, you know, kind of got the best of both worlds going on.
Definitely. And Arizona, hot, 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 no?
Yeah. Actually, I'm out here in cool L.A., but... you know, I mean, I called back to the city in Phoenix today, and it was 112. So, you know, it's really cooking over there.
I'm telling you, I would just be dead, you seriously, dead.
I mean, but you know, check it out though. But you can go out there, you can work on your tan. You feel me? You can get the skin game right. It's good. It got some positives for the ladies. You know what I mean? So we good on that.
Well, the only positive juice that I can actually see out of that is just, you know, being naked all the time. You know, not thinking about what to have to put on in the morning, you know, because you're just automatically naked.
And I have no interruptions with that. I mean, that's a great way to feel, baby. Live life, be great, be free. I'm not mad at that.
Exactly. So as a child, what did you want to be?
You know what? I just wanted to be great. I wanted to be that nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, I always knew that I had a gift in me. You know what I'm saying? You know, when I was six, you know what I'm saying, I had the opportunity to see Ice Cube in a concert for the first time. And once I seen him, it was a rap. I just knew that's exactly what it was. And then after I ended up hearing Nas for the first time, it was a rap. You know what I mean? I was on it.
Right.
Then on out.
Right, right. That's cool. So, Juice, can I say your motivation, or should I say your determination to achieve your goals, speaks in volumes to me, because I'm definitely like that type of person. Like, I love goal-orientated people. I mean, I think that's hot. And I mean, how many people could you actually say ever have approached and dropped a freestyle on a game and got signed? How many people?
I mean, honestly, to keep it G with you, none. But
exactly.
None. None. But, you know, like you know, I just think that it was just, you know, sometimes, man, you know, you just got to go for what you know in your heart, man. And, you know, at that particular time, man, I just felt that I just had something that I think that he would like, you know what I'm saying? And I'm glad that he ended up, you know what I'm saying, taking the moment to end up checking me out and giving me that phone call and flying me out to L.A. so I can live out my dream and make things happen.
Exactly. Shout out to Game, because that was really awesome of him. Because most individuals that are established in the industry, from what I'm getting, are not that attentive right off the back like that. It's like, whatever,
I mean,
get out of here. Mm-hmm.
I mean, on a real serious note, though, like I said, after I end up, you know what I'm saying, getting the opportunity to flow for him and things like that, you know, we end up having a chance to sit down and really talk on the one-on-one like men. And one thing that I will always, you know, keep dear to me was, you know, he told me at the end of the day that when he heard me spit, he kind of said, like, I kind of reminded myself of him at a, you know, younger age, a little bit more fresher, you know what I'm saying, and a little bit more vibrant. And for a person like Game who to me, you know what I'm saying, will go down as one of the greats, you know, that to me is like one of the biggest motivational things that you could ever hear as a person trying to, you know, achieve this dream and this thing called success. So, I mean, you know, I gotta give a shout out for that, of course.
Absolutely, and double shout out for Miss P, because I think that that's awesome. Because for some reason, I look at the game as unapproachable. Maybe because it's like his stature, like he's big and yeah. I'm just like this short thing, and I don't know. I probably would feel a little intimidated. Like, that's the game.
Nah,
it's
like, you know, he do kind of got that look sometimes, but once you get to really know homie for what it is, like, you know, he's probably one of the coolest people in the world. You know what I'm saying? Homeboy got a real solid heart. You know what I'm saying? He really cares about his fans, his family, his surroundings. You know, he's really the big brother type. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, shout out the game one time, the whole Black Wall Street family. You know what I'm saying? It's nothing but love.
Absolutely. So you featured with Nas, Lil Wayne, and Ice Cube. In addition, you know, Kanye West produced one of your singles, We Are Rollin'. How was it working with these guys?
And you know what? It's crazy about that record because, it, you know, like that record right there was probably notably one of the first records to kind of, you know, give me that a little bit of limelight attention to the industry. And that was my first record I ever recorded with Gang. But deep down, you know what I'm saying, like, I don't like that record. And it's crazy
really?
For me. But let me tell you why, though. It's a great record. You know what I'm saying? The content was good. It was just, you take a kid from Phoenix, Arizona, and you land him in L.A. Game comes pick me up from the airport, and we go straight to the studio. Keep in mind, I'm still in shock that I'm even flying to L.A. to meet with Game. But he takes me to the studio, and as soon as I walk in, I see Kanye West sitting at the board, and then about 20 minutes later, Common walks in. You know, I really wasn't in a comfortable mindset.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And then after that, like 45 minutes go by, and I'm writing that record, and I jump into the booth and lay it down. Like, I really didn't even have a chance to really, you know, take anything in. Like, I still was low key nervous as a new artist. But
right.
You know, salute to that record because it, you know, it did me wonders. You know what I'm saying? I think it is a great classic record. But, you know, personally to me, like, I just felt like I wasn't coming into my own yet. I still was, you know, little, you know, young juice trying to create his lane, you know?
Absolutely. And can I say, Juice, that, you know, you're very well spoken?
I appreciate that. Thank you, love.
No, I appreciate that. You know, I don't have to decipher where you're coming from. I love it. Thank you.
No.
It's like one of those things when doctors write on a piece of paper and you're like, what? You know, that's how some people articulate sometimes, you know? So I appreciate that. That's awesome. So China, Africa, Europe, just to name a few countries you have toured, which one of those really stood out the most to you?
I would have to say Ireland. Dublin, Ireland.
And why so?
The energy was just so much love. I mean, you know, people who know Jews know, you know what I'm saying? I'm always down to drink. You know what I'm saying? I'm all about that Patron and that green bottle. And everybody in Ireland was just rocking out, having shots, just living life and being, you know, really, really being great. And the energy was just at an all-time high. You know what I'm saying? And it was just a, you know, remarkable place to be. You know what I'm saying? It kind of gave me that extra motivation and extra focus, you know what I'm saying, to really get on my grind and start hitting these other cities and trying to build my fan base one fan at a time.
Absolutely. I mean, yeah, anybody that know Ireland or have a little bit of history on Ireland knows that they like to throw it back.
Uh-huh.
Seriously. I have a neighbor that, you know, God bless her soul. That lady, it could be freaking 8 o'clock in the morning, and she'd be like, hey, President, you want a Harvey Wallbanger? Like, really? No, I like a cup of Dunkin' Donuts, please.
Right.
Like, let me get a cappuccino. Like, excuse me. But it's like you said, they know how to have a good time and live life. So that's the awesome thing about being in other environments and stuff like that, because what I've noticed about a lot of Americans, including myself, that we're always uptight and we don't really know how to have fun.
Right. That's fact. Right there.
Absolutely. So you appeared in XXX in the Source magazine, and I saw the photos, and can I say hot tamale?
I mean, knock it off, baby. Come on, you got me blushing over here. Knock it off. You got me blushing, baby.
I'm serious. I'm serious. You made me want to get, like, one of those jackets with juice on it. Like, seriously.
It's nothing, baby. I'll send you one.
Yay. Yay. I hear that. I'm not even playing.
No, I got
Juice,
you.
Don't play with me, Juice. Don't play with me, though.
I got you. I got you. Everybody know that I'm a man of my word, baby. So at the end of the day, I got you. But you do have to take a picture in it and blast it to the world. You feel me?
Of course I will. You have to understand that you're going to be blasted every day. You probably be like, with pressure's cut it out already, like in my tweets or something, like, check out I Am Juice. And you'll be like, damn, like, really? I gave her an interview, and this is what she do, bombards me with her tweets.
Nah, that's nothing but love right there, though. That's, you know, right there, Precious. That's just how it starts, baby. That's just building that foundation. That's all it's about.
That's all it's about is just, you know, keep it going, you know, supporting one another, one person at a time. That's it.
That's real stuff.
So what's running through your mind at the moments before you perform? Because I know that you performed on the first annual BET Hip Hop Awards. What was that like?
I mean, again, you know what I'm saying? Like that was, like, monumental. You know, again, like, everything kind of happened so fast. Like, I mean, everything was just one after one after one. But, like, that right there, man, I knew that I was really in the industry at that point. You know, I'm on stage looking at Jay-Z sitting, like, front row. You know, I'm looking at, you know, Jermaine Dupri. I'm looking at Ice Cube, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm looking at, you know, Kevin Lyles. I dapped up Rick Ross back there. Like, that's when I knew that this dream was really coming to reality at the moment. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. I can't even imagine, Juice. I probably would have been like, about to say my line, just stuck frozen, just to be around, like, that amazing, that, you know, you're amazing yourself.
Thank
don't
you.
Get me wrong. But just to be, like, just immersing into the industry and then being in front of all those people that you look at, you know, on TV, and now you're there with them doing the thing that, you know, you love the most. I don't know how I would have dealt with that. So, you know, kudos to you for that, because, like, that whole studio experience and now the awards is, like, really?
Right.
Why are you just getting slam dunked everywhere? That's awesome, though, because how many people can really say that, Juice, like, in that short span of time?
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's why I'm very grateful, you know what I'm saying, for every opportunity that I have, you know, came across. And like I said, man, at the end of the day, you know, I put all my faith in God and just got to continue, you know, to make it happen, you know?
Yes. And then even bigger, not even bigger than that, but just as important, then you're on David Letterman. Really?
Yeah, that right there probably was like the biggest reality set of two, because I really wasn't even supposed to perform. Like I said, Game was, you know, doing this thing, and I'm back in the dressing room with him, and he was like, you know what, Juice, get dressed. And this was like 10 minutes before he's about to go on air. And I'm like, did he really just tell me to get dressed and grab a mic? You know what I mean? And he was like, yeah, went out there, rock with him, you know what I'm saying? You know, that was a big stage for the world to see me as a new up-and-coming artist and as well standing beside Game. But also it was a great opportunity for, you know, David Letterman to see my face, so he know when I come back what it is.
Absolutely. I mean, to me, when I found that part out about your career, I was like, really? David Letterman? I can't even, you know, it's just crazy to me. It is, because I look at this dude all the time, like once in a while, I'm up late night and I'm flicking through the channels, and I'm like, David daggone Letterman. You know what I mean?
Right. Right.
You know, looking at him trying to be funny. Is he really funny?
Yeah, no, he is, though. Dave's a good dude, you know what I'm saying? Like, no, he really out there got jokes. He got that natural, you know, good life humor, you know what I'm saying? So he, you know, he's straight, though. You know, he good.
Okay.
I mean,
because I always wonder about that.
He's been on the air for so long. I mean, you know, he got to be doing something right.
No, absolutely. Don't get me wrong. I'm not, there's no hating, there's no, you know, disregard towards David Letterman himself as an individual, but it just always cracks me up when I see him just stand, like, right there in his suit and in the joke. So I always wonder, is there cue cards there? You know, I just, these things just cross my mind. It's just those things that
right.
I think about.
Right. Like, you know, I mean, you still got to keep in mind this is a business. So, you know, certain things are structured, but I will give it to him, though. He does have that natural, you know, some funny man humor. So, you know, shout out to homie for that, though.
Yeah, definitely. Shout out to just the whole experience. I mean, really, just like I said, all of this stuff has happened at a rapid pace, and it must be a good feeling. So how do you feel when you're listening to your music once it's all mixed, mastered, and ready to go?
Right.
How does it make you feel?
I mean, I feel amazing. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm really lightweight, excited because, you know, I want the world to kind of, you know, understand and really feel that type of energy when I be in there. You know what I'm saying? Like, it feel good to be, you know, riding down the freeway in L.A. and, you know, you pull up to the light and you look to the left and somebody got your mixtape or your single thing and in their car. You know what I'm saying? Like, especially if somebody really, really rocks with it, you know what I mean? You just feel good because you just gave a piece of your life. You gave a piece of your struggle or gave a piece of your testimony, you know what I mean, for them to, you know, appreciate. You know what I mean? So it's nothing but a top-notch blessing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. I totally get it. And then, you know, you have Death Certificate, Position of Power,
right.
American
right.
Me,
right.
which were released, like, back to back to back. And
right.
then you freaking hit 1.25 million downloads. Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
That is awesome. I'm proud of you.
I mean, you know, we working, you know what I'm saying? We're going to turn them downloads into platinum plaques here shortly, baby. Like I said, man, I'm just being focused and, you know, trying to make the best music for the world to feel and really, you know, get to that main stage plateau. You know what I mean? I appreciate all the fans who really support me and all the other, you know, artists and, you know, blog sites and radio shows, you know, such as yourself. Because like I said, right now, man, I'm really building a power foundation. And I think in due time, you know what I'm saying, the world will really be able to feel that and see that on a whole.
Absolutely, absolutely. So do you not, no, you don't understand. You don't understand. Like, I didn't know the title of your song, like, and I might even be pronouncing it wrong. Audemars Piguet.
Yeah,
I played that before you came on, and I was like, okay, this is hot, right? So for the last, like, 2 weeks, I'm playing it and trying to resonate with it, and I'm like, yeah, this is hot. And I was like, okay, what the heck does this even mean? You know, and I was saying that before you came on. So I Googled it, and I said, oh, a watch.
right.
So I'm just like, okay, do you guys, I'm telling the listeners, I'm like, do you guys know that this is like 10 houses, 15
you know,
cars, a plane?
I mean, but they got different, you know, they got different levels for different people. You know, you ain't necessarily, I mean, you don't got to just, you know, I mean, come on, you got the watch that can be the Honda type, you know. You know, you ain't got to go straight to the Phantom or the Bentley, baby. I mean, you can go in between with it. You know,
okay.
I'm sure they make a watch for everybody's budget. You know,
exactly. I'm sure they do too, and I think that's watch for me. No, I'm.
Hey, I'm pretty sure they got them in the rubber band brand too, as well. So ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with that, love.
No, I'm making fun, but, you know, I was just like, you know, I just like to be real with it. And, you know, when I don't know something, I Google. So I was just definitely trying to, like, figure out what that all means. I was like, I don't want to look stupid, so let me figure out what this all means. And, you know, it's definitely some hot watches. I must say that, you know.
Yeah, man. Yeah,
they
man.
Are banging. So for all those that didn't know, that's what that all means, okay? So what are some of the perks so far, outside of, you know, I'm sorry?
No, go ahead.
No, I'm asking, you know, what are some of the perks so far that you've been able to redeem?
I mean, you know, working hard to get you a couple things, you know what I'm saying? You know, I'll admit I came from humble beginnings, you know what I'm saying, and I'm not to where I want to be, but, you know, I got the cool Benz, you know, I got a little Audemars, you know, I've always been a lightweight fly guy, so the pretty women always came, but, you know, just traveling the world, man, you know what I'm saying, get to seeing and meeting new people, different cultures, you know what I'm saying, getting to, you know, spread my music and my emotion to the world. I mean, also just, you know, I did vitamin water, you know what I'm saying? You know, I got a big situation with, you know, vitamin water, and, you know, I had the opportunity, man, to kind of help out my family and loved ones around who is kind of not in a fortunate situation. So, I mean, you know, this industry can really be a monster blessing to you if you, you know, do it right. You know what I mean? So
absolutely.
You know, but like I said, the main thing for me, man, is just really relating to my fans, man. It's really being out there, high-fiving, kissing babies, going state to state, doing my, you know, politic thing. That's it.
Absolutely. So how do you deal with, because, you know, there's always, like, the good, the bad, the ugly. So how do you deal with, like, negative feedback?
I mean, you know, at the end of the day, man, you just got to, you know, just have faith in yourself. You know, I'm too cool for the drama. I'm going to keep a G with you. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got time for anything negative. You know what I'm saying? If you got anything negative to say, you don't need to be in my circle. Ain't nothing but power movements up, you know, in positive energy my way. You know what I'm saying? And then at the end of the day, you know, you can't knock progression. You can't knock the truth. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, man, you know, I work hard, and I think that my track record is proving that. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, you know, I got records with Game. I met Kanye. I got a record with Nipsey. You know what I'm saying? I've been in XXL and Vibe magazine. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got too much time to be sitting back, you know, listening to your negative thoughts. Get you some money and be blessed. You know what I'm saying? You ain't got no time
Absolutely.
To be hating on people. You know what I mean? Uplift, baby, uplift.
Absolutely. I love it, love it, love it. So, you know, what's the craziest thing a fan has ever done when they have seen you in the street?
Honestly, though, you know what I mean? Like, a lot of crazy things have – I'm not going to say crazy. I'm not going to say crazy things, but I'll say things that kind of made me say, I remember, man, when I was in Australia, actually, and, you know, at that time, I think I've only had about one or two records out, and this chick – like, literally, like, came up to the tour bus, and she was like, Juice, can you please stop? I'm your number one fan. And, you know, Game was like, man, we got to go. You can't, we got to miss this plane. And she said, look. And she lifted up her leg, and she had a tattoo that says, I got the juice.
Really?
And off top. So that right there, you know what I'm saying, fresh into the industry and, you know, having people cross the water really support me like that, man. Like, that was, like, probably one of the biggest, you know, happy points of my life to really know, you know what I'm saying, that a person really feels my music to that level. Another situation, man, was a kid was 5 years old, and I guess, I don't know if it was his brother or whoever, but his brother got killed, and the kid ended up coming to the show. And at the end of the day, man, he had a T-shirt that had my face on it, man. So it was only right for me to stop for that little kid, sign an autograph, and really, you know, give him some positive words. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Like, absolutely.
Things like that will, no matter any type of hate in life, excuse me, things like that, you know what I'm saying, will always give you the motivation to try to continue to progress.
Absolutely. So if you were interviewing yourself,
yep.
What would you ask yourself, and how would you answer it?
Let me see. Should I give you the political radio question, or should I keep it A1?
You keep it the way you want to keep it. This is your show. This is all about you right now.
I got to keep it A1 because I'm an A1 person. I would ask myself is, being groomed by the Game, do you feel that you will be potentially bigger than him at one point in your career? And my answer would be yes.
Mm-hmm.
Off top. You know what I mean? I think that, you know, that if this was reversed, that's what I would ask.
Right. That's a deep question. That's deep. I love it, though,
yeah.
Because it's
yeah,
real.
Yeah.
It's real.
Yeah, I mean,
it's real. And I love the confidence, too.
I mean, you know, sometimes people take that, you know, into a different content. Like, you know, at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying, a person being a CEO and being executive as he is, you know what I mean? You know, that's what you would look for. You know what I'm saying? You want that younger talent,
right,
you know what I'm saying, to try to come in, learn from their successes and their mistakes, and take that gift and try to magnify and outdo the accomplishments that they obtain. You know what I'm saying? That's just growth. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, somebody else would probably take that within a negative manner. Like, oh, he said he's trying to be better than Game. No, it's not even like that. I'm just saying at the end of the day is that's my big brother. You know what I'm saying? And I had the opportunity to sit behind him and watch his successes and his mistakes, and were able to put that into my own so I can try to become and take that torch and take it to the next level.
Wow, I love you.
Well,
and the reason why
married,
I... Huh? Sorry?
Married,
go ahead. Yeah, you want to get married, right? I can't afford that, like, $1 billion, like, 12 houses and 10 cars you know, type ring. But
that, baby. Don't even worry about that. That's not even a problem. You know, I'll take care of all that. You just continuously talking sweet to the kid, and I'll forever make you happy.
Okay, that is so awesome. So how long did, like, does it take you normally to put together a track? Like, you said, like, rewinding a little bit, like, when you were in the studio and then you had, like, that day to put it all together. Is it normally like that? Just, they just come to you?
You know what? Like, I make music off my vibe. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm big on vibe. I'm super big on vibe. You know, like, if I'm in a pissed off day, you know what I'm saying, 85% of the time, I'm right about those emotions going through my body. You know what I'm saying? If you know, I'm having a good time, you know, having a couple drinks with the fellas, you know, and living life and being great, I'm going to go ahead and talk about that. You know what I mean? So, I mean, I really, really base my music off of life experiences and situations that I go through in life.
Absolutely. So what kind of advice would you give to an upcoming artist?
To keep it honest, man, you just got to believe in yourself, man. You know, a lot of people, you know, will always try to, you know, give you some type of negative outlook about the industry or about your talents or vision. But at the end of the day, man, you know, you can achieve anything. You know what I mean? You just got to stay down, stay loyal, believe in God, man, and keep it G. You know, keep it G.
Absolutely. And outside of, let's say, the game, right? And outside of, you know, what we already just discussed, what would be like something like a parent or aunt, family member, whatever, or something that just always stuck with you throughout life, has resonated with you the most as far as like made, like you keep in the front of your mind, you know, like, hey, this advice was given to me from this age until this day, I still incorporate that into my life now.
I would say, honestly, it's not advice, but I would just say, you know, watching the progression of my mom, you know what I'm saying? My mom, you know, came from humble beginnings, you know what I'm saying? Single parent, you know what I mean? I've seen my mom accomplish, you know, numerous amounts of things, you know what I'm saying, with all odds against her, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, and she did it with me, you know what I'm saying, as a single mother. And I'm like, if my mom can achieve all these great things with all these things placed against her, there's no reason why I can't either. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I got to give two big ups to my mom, you know what I'm saying, because she birthed a young, handsome king who's trying to take over the globe one day at a time.
Absolutely. Now, I had, a few more questions, and then I'm going to let you go because I know that, you know, and I just want to tell you that I appreciate you again for the change in schedule because I totally got stuck in the meeting, and it was unbreakable.
Is that how you do me on our first date? So you was late for
I know, right?
Date,
but this will never happen again. No. If you allow me to make this up to you, then this will never happen again.
Okay, now keep in mind, the world is listening right now, so I'm going to hold you to that. I'm going to hold you to that. We got this document, baby. This is it.
That's right. Hold me to it, because I'm definitely not going to disappoint again or make any other unnecessary changes, because I will leave that meeting. Like, do you know who's waiting for me? The juice, baby. The juice.
You already know.
Okay. I will definitely let them know. Now, the picture that you have on your website,
Yes. Okay,
I want that picture, and I want to figure out how to get it, because I Googled the hell out of it, and I can't get it. So that picture you have when, yes, thank you. You could add that to the jacket. Now, is that too much to ask?
Not at all. I might delay it a little bit because, you know, you were late on our first date today, but, you know, I'll make sure you get it, though. I'll make sure you get it.
Absolutely. So I had, like, a few questions that, you know, some listeners, wanted to know. Is that cool?
Yeah, that's cool.
You have a few more minutes with me? Okay, cool. So one individual, don't want to say her name, she wants to know what type of women do you like?
You know what, man? At the end of the day, I just like good women. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I'm really trauma-free. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, I just want a good woman who really understands hard work, you know what I'm saying, discipline, determination. But, you know, one I can sit down and have a beer with, have a drink with, you know, a little shot of Patron, but also, you know, go to a game with, take home the moms, You know what I mean? Like somebody who's very stand up and really understand, you know, progression and what this life is about. You know what I mean? Because it takes a real strong woman to date, you know, an athlete or an entertainer or, you know, somebody of the sort. So, I mean, you know, as long as she's honest and, you know, can really hold it down with me, it's nothing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I love the answer. Would you date a fan? Like, you know, that's like a popular question. I'm more than sure you've been asked that a million times.
I mean, you can't really put a label on love or like a situation. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. So if it is a fan, it is a fan. You know what I'm saying? You can't, you know, I don't think that you can't, you know, deny that fact. You know what I'm saying? If there's a fan out there who has that special gift, please come find me. You know what I'm saying? Come find me, please. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean,
yeah,
you know,
definitely.
It is what it is. You know what I'm saying? You can't really label it.
Good answer. Okay. And how would the next question is, how would someone get your attention? Is it like the cooking skills? Is it the body? Is it personality? I mean, what
I
do you know? You know, what do you resonate with?
I mean, don't get it wrong, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, the Rihanna types are sly. I get that, you know. But, like, you know, the way to a man is through his stomach. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, of course a good woman who can cook. But like I said, man, you know, who's just about her business. You know what I'm saying? Workout determined. You know, very, very structured. You dig? Like, that's you know, that will get my attention, you know. I like the Rihannas, too, though. Don't get it wrong. You know, Rihanna, if you hear this, baby, you already know. I like the Rihannas, I like the model chicks, but I also like the, you know, the regular, you know, down life, you know, women too. So, I mean,
absolutely,
you know.
Absolutely. It just all depends on character, lady. It all,
exactly.
Like he said, if you think you got what it takes, then definitely, you know, follow at I Am Juice and log on to his website at iamjuice.com. Point blank and simple, and try to get at him, and we'll see. And if anyone gets his attention, definitely keep me in the loop because I'm nosy. No, but the last question was, do you have any regrets in pursuing this career?
I don't have no regrets. You know what I'm saying? Because everything does happen for a reason. But if there are things that I could do over certain things, I would. You know what I mean? Like, you know, this industry is about trial and error. You know what I'm saying? So I would basically, you know, some of the mistakes that I have, you know what I mean, done, I would try to go back and do it over. But like I said, it's just a lesson learned. It's a life lesson, you know?
Absolutely. Juice, you are amazing, and I'm glad that I had this opportunity to get in tune with you and gain more insight.
Thanks,
because, as I say to everybody, you never know what you're going to hear, what you're going to expect, or anything like that. But I've been pleasantly pleased with everyone I had the blessed opportunity to, you know, have their presence on the show, and you just are one of those added people, and I love you, and I appreciate you for that, and I'm going to be there just supporting, like I said, a million miles away. Tisha in the chat room said that she already follows you. She already did it from the start of the show. And, you know, everyone that's tuned in tonight that's in the chat room is definitely going to stay in tune with you because people that are in tune with me are definitely in tune to the people that I interview. And that's why I like to have amazing people like yourself on the show so people can, you know, gain.
I appreciate it. Like I said, man, through this journey and this process, I think that I can see a good blossoming relationship out of this.
No, I definitely can see that as well, Juice, especially when I was looking at that picture. But I'm just going to, you know, leave that all the way alone right now because, you know, I could be a bit much. So I'll keep it PG right now. I'll keep
it's
it PG.
Good. I'm grown, but it's okay. You know,
like,
I'm over 21.
Yeah, you know,
I'm grown. We good. I'm grown.
Exactly. So whenever you have something and you have time to, like, you know, keep me in tune and in the loop of everything that's going on, please reach out to me and let me know. And if you don't have the time to do it, then definitely have Dominic hit me up and let me know. So even if you don't have time to come on the show, I will just keep on, you know, plugging it and letting everybody know what's going on with you. And I'll stay following you. I'll stay, follow the juice because you are the juice.
I appreciate, man. Shout out to Dom, you know what I'm saying, over there at Daddy Celebs, you know what I'm saying. I got one of the illest PRs out, you know what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying. Again, shout out to, you know, everybody listening right now. Make sure you stay logged on to www.juicemccain.com. Also, make sure you follow me on Twitter. I am Juice. And like I said, man, we dropping that American Meat 3 on Tuesday, powered by LiveMixtapes.com. You know, I got Nipsey on there. I got Game on there. Shout out to my man Chevy Woods and the whole Taylor gang. I see y'all too. So, you know, I'm cooking, man. Just building my fan base one fan at a time.
Holla. Exactly. And before I let you go, Juice, I have, like, Tisha was waving with a little icon, waving at you, Juice. And Phoenix wanted to know, if you can change anything in the industry, what would it be?
If I can change anything in the industry, what would it be? I would just have to say, you know, really, you know, some of the politics. You know what I'm saying? A lot of this, you know, a lot of this is music, you know what I'm saying, is you know, people forget that this is a business still. But I think with some of these businessmen, you know, forget that this is real-life emotion and people's struggles and people's humble beginnings, you know what I'm saying, being brought to light and highlighted. And I think that it should, you know, it should really get back to the love of the music, you know what I'm saying, and for the passion of success and not just the power of the dollar, you know what I'm saying? Don't get it wrong. Everybody's in this industry, you know what I'm saying, to progress and live life, you know, to take care of their families and do, you know, good business. But you know, music is real, you know what I'm saying, and it's real life emotion, you know what I mean? So
absolutely.
I would just say, you know, just, you know, it's real life, you know. It's more than just the power of the dollar, you know what I'm saying, it's real life emotion. So that's what I would change.
Absolutely. She said, thank you, Ms. P and Juice, for answering.
Thank you, baby.
Thank you. Stay in tune with me, Juice. Don't make me stalk you, okay? Don't do
it. No, I got you. Watch. I'm going to go to hit you on the Twitter in a couple of days. I'm like, what's up, love?
Yay. And I'm going to be blushing like, hey. No. So you have a good night, Juice. And, you know, we're family, so we're connected now by the hip. So remember that.
It's all good. I appreciate you, love.
All right. I appreciate you, too. Have a good night.
Bet that.
Bye. Yeah, guys, so that was the Juice McCain. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Love it, love it, love it. And, you know, again, I'm just totally feeling blessed this evening because he took the time to talk to us and we got to, you know, learn more about the Juice. And even bigger than that, I'm just feeling blessed right now. So shout out to Dom again for being so awesome. Shout out to, you know, Tisha, Fee, Phoenix, and everyone who's tuned in tonight for the first time, I hope that this is not your last. Tomorrow we're back on again with two amazing, talented ladies, and I'm excited about it. And we're also going to have Miss Jazz on, and we're adding a segment of gossip. So I've been, you know, having this wave of people inquiring about Miss P, why there's no gossip, why there's no gossip. I'm really not into gossip, but at the same time, you know, if it's a high demand, we're going to see how it goes. If it gets too out of hand, then I'm going to cancel it. So we're going to take it for the first time tomorrow and see what happens and how it goes. And for all those that are tuned in all the time, then definitely reach out to me and let me know how you guys feel about how the show is going. I love feedback, negative or positive, because it only makes me better. If there's anyone who's talented, has expertise, skills, anything that they could bring to the table that they want, you know, to publicize out there, then definitely reach out to me at intuneshow@aol.com. For the meantime, you guys can log on to intune.webs.com and join the site. I currently have a brand new site being built as we speak. So anyone who joins the current site will definitely be notified once the new site is done in about a week and a half to transfer over, so you guys can stay in tune at all times. I love you all immensely, and I'm just feeling so blessed tonight that everything turned out the way I expected it to. Until tomorrow at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, you guys stay in tune with Miss P and all the amazing supporters that we have on the show. Have a good night. I'm
I'm in tune, about to take it to the moon. Let's go. I'm in tune.